Yeah, in fact, you know, the reports are emanating from London and elsewhere, YouTube videos and such like, and are passed on uncritically. You know, we know the example of the BBC under the same massacre in Hula, running a photograph that, in fact, was from Iraq 9 years earlier, and not even bothering to do the most elementary fact checks on the visual to establish its provenance. We also, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung study you remark, and we have to keep in mind this is a conservative mainstream German newspaper, so it's hardly one prone to, you know, take issue with the U.S. or Western policy in Syria. Mm-hmm. You know, comparable reports have emanated from the Vatican news agency Fides and others, you know, establishing at the very least doubt, if not a 180-degree opposite interpretation of what occurred in Hula and perhaps with other massacres. I do have to confess, you know, I am not an authority. I do have friends here in Chicago who are from Syria, who have relatives in Syria and various parts of the country, and, you know, I'm getting anecdotal and maybe secondhand reports, but I can't speak with any degree of authority in what's going on. But what is clear, I think, and you've identified it clearly, Peter, is there's a humanitarian intervention industry that thrives on, you know, massacre stories, and the more lurid and the more horrible, the more effective. And public relations firms have been working on this sort of endeavor for decades, as we know. You know, starting in the Balkans, arguably 20 years ago, and pretty continuously to the current day. It's highly select. It's oftentimes distorted, and in some instances, I think, as you're alluding to, and perhaps accurately, inverted.